It's not true that I don't care, David said. Come on, I want to show you something.
He led Paul out into the moonlight and up the exterior stairs to the dark room above the garage. Paul stood by the closed door, his arms folded, radiating impatience, while David set up the developing process, pouring out the chemicals and sliding the negative into the enlarger. Then he called Paul over.
Look at this, he said. What do you think it is?
After a moment's hesitation, Paul crossed the room and looked.
A tree, he said. It looks like the silhouette of a tree.
Good, David said. Now look again. I took this during surgery, Paul. I stood up on the balcony of the operating theater with a telephoto lens. Can you see what else it is?
I don't know. Is it a heart?
A heart, yes. Isn't that amazing? I'm doing a whole perception series, images of the body that look like something else. Sometimes I think the entire world is contained within each living person. That mystery and the mystery of perception, I care about that. So I understand what you mean about music.
David sent concentrated light through the enlarger, then slid the paper into the developer. He was deeply aware of Paul standing next to him in the darkness and the silence.
Photography is all about secrets, David said after a few minutes, lifting the photo with a pair of tongs and slipping it into the fixer. The secrets we all have and will never tell.
That's not what music is like, Paul said,
and David heard the rejection in his son's voice. He looked up, but it was impossible to read Paul's expression in the soft red light.
Music is like you touch the pulse of the world. Music is always happening. And sometimes you get to touch it for a while, and when you do, you know that everything's connected to everything else.
Then he turned and walked out of the dark room.
Paul,
David called, but his son was already clattering angrily down the exterior steps. David went out to the window, watching him run through the moonlight and up the back stairs and disappear inside. Moments later, a light went on in his room, and the precise notes of Segovia drifted clearly and delicately through the air. David, running over their conversation in his mind, considered going after him. He'd wanted to connect with Paul, to have a moment when they understood each other, but his good intentions had spiraled into argument and distance. After a moment, he turned and went back to the dark room. The soft red light was very soothing. He considered what he'd said to Paul, that the world was made of hidden things, of secrets, built of bones that never saw the light. It was true that he'd once sought unity, as if the underlying correspondence between tulips and lungs, veins and trees, flesh and earth, might reveal a pattern he could understand. But they had not. In a few minutes, he would go inside and get a drink of water. He would walk upstairs and find Nora already asleep, and he would stand watching her, this mystery, a person he would never really know, curled around her secrets.